Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's November 26, 1939, at an observation post in Karelia Province, Finland, close to the border with the USSR. A soldier in the Finnish army trudges through the snow, trying to keep his legs and feet warm in the bitter cold. Although much of Europe is embroiled in World War II, Finland has maintained a neutral stance, warily watching the happenings on the continent. But that's what this soldier has to do, too. Every day, he must endure hours of tedious isolation to guard the border, while every sensible Soviet and Finn shelters indoors and stays warm. But the monotony of today's duty is broken by an unusual noise, the boom of artillery. The soldier snaps to high alert, his adrenaline surging. He raises his binoculars and counts 7 shells exploding in the nearby Soviet village of Mainila. The Finnish soldier lifts his field telephone and reports the unusual incident to his superiors. But as he speaks, he notices plumes of smoke rising where the shells were fired from. The soldier's brow furrows as he realizes the firing site is on the other side of the border too, meaning the shots came from within the USSR. The soldier doesn't know why the Soviets are shelling their own territory, but he worries it spells trouble for Finland. Over the next few hours, the Soviets will blame the Finnish army for the attack on the village of Mainila, and the USSR will break off diplomatic relations. Despite evidence from 3 Finnish observation posts that the shells were fired from within the USSR, the Soviet leadership will only accept their version of events, and tensions mount. 4 days later, Soviet troops will roll across the border in a full-scale invasion that begins what will later be known as the Winter War. But the Finns will grind the Soviets into a stalemate after beginning a tenacious counteroffensive at the Battle of Tolvajärvi on December 12, 1939. Before we get back to the episode, a quick update on my live tour. The first show will be in Dallas, Texas on March 6th at the Granada Theater. It's going to be a thrilling evening of history, storytelling, and music, looking back to explore the days that made America. And did I mention music? Yes, because I'm bringing a full band with me. So come out and see me live in Dallas. For more information on tickets and upcoming dates, go to historydailylive.com. That's historydailylive.com. Come see my Days That Made America tour live on stage. Go to historydailylive.com.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is December 12, 1939, the Battle of Tolevaiarvi. It's August 23, 1939, in Moscow, the capital of the USSR, 4 months before the Battle of Tolevaiarvi. Soviet Foreign Minister Vyacheslav Molotov signs his name at the bottom of a piece of paper. Then Molotov rises and stands next to Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin as his German counterpart, Joachim von Ribbentrop, signs his name with a flourish to the same document. After weeks of delicate behind-the-scenes negotiations, the Soviet and German foreign ministers have just signed a treaty that will stun the other major powers in Europe. Under the terms of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, as this agreement will come to be known, the USSR and Germany promise not to invade each other for the next 10 years. This pact dramatically alters the balance of power in Europe, bringing together two countries that previously regarded each other as enemies. But aside from Molotov and Ribbentrop, only a few people know that the treaty is far more than just a non-aggression pact. The USSR and Germany have a secret plan to carve up Eastern Europe and take the pieces for themselves. Among the countries Molotov and Ribbentrop covertly discussed is the USSR's neighbor to the northwest, Finland. The Soviets have a strained relationship with Finland. For more than 100 years, Finland was incorporated into the Russian Empire, but the Finnish region gained independence after the 1917 Russian Revolution, and Soviet leadership views a neutral Finland as a threat and a potential launching point for incursions into Soviet territory. To eliminate this danger, a secret protocol in the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact has designated Finland in the Soviet sphere of influence, effectively giving the USSR a free pass to invade the country. After the formalities of signing the treaty are completed, Molotov and Ribbentrop pose with Stalin for photographs. The three men shake hands one last time before Ribbentrop returns to Germany with a copy of the agreement. Molotov knows what's coming next. 8 days later, Adolf Hitler orders German troops to invade Poland. World War II breaks out as Britain and France declare war on Germany in defense of Poland. But there's no way the British and French can stop the Germans without Soviet help. And according to the terms of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the USSR won't just stand by while the Germans invade Poland. Instead, the Soviets will join the invasion. 16 days after the German army crosses the Polish border, Stalin authorizes Soviet troops to invade Poland as well. In less than 3 weeks, the Polish government surrenders. By the time Poland falls, Molotov and Stalin have already identified their next target. They want to conquer Finland.
But even with the secret protocol of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the USSR needs an excuse to invade. So the Soviets invent one. 6 weeks after the fall of Poland, the Soviet army fires on a village near the border with Finland. It soon becomes clear that the shelling of Mainila was deliberately staged by the USSR as a pretext for war. Soviet troops and armor had massed near the border in advance of the shelling, so the Soviet army is able to race into Finland when war is declared. The Finnish armed forces are caught by surprise and offer little resistance to this first wave of invaders. But the Soviet advance falters after a week when Finnish soldiers fall back to a hastily constructed line of defensive fortifications. As the Soviet army grinds to a halt, Finnish generals realize that the Soviets' superiority in manpower and weaponry is countered by their inability to move quickly in the freezing winter weather. So Finnish generals come up with a plan to counterattack using their more nimble army, which is used to fighting in the cold. On December 12, 1939, the Finnish counterattack begins near the village of Tolvajärvi. Although the 4,000 Finnish soldiers are vastly outnumbered by 20,000 Soviet invaders, the Finns split into two groups and encircle the Soviets in a surprise assault over two frozen lakes. The Soviets are trapped by the pincer movement and take heavy casualties, forcing the Soviets to begin a tactical retreat, and the Finnish army liberates Tolvajärvi. The Soviets leave behind 20 destroyed tanks and the bodies of thousands of soldiers. The Finns suffer only 100 men killed, with a similar number wounded. So victory at the Battle of Tolvajärvi will be an important morale boost for the Finnish army, but the war won't be over. Over the next 3 months, the much larger Soviet Union will attempt to bring its superior manpower and weaponry to bear, but the ardent Finns will grind the Soviets into a stalemate, and the Soviet army will suffer a blow to its reputation that will be felt beyond the border with Finland.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It's December 23rd, 1939, near the village of Suomussalmi, Finland, 11 days after the Battle of Tulevajärvi. Lieutenant Hovonen and First Lieutenant Viereki ski along a lightly wooded trail on the town's outskirts, skidding to a halt by a line of trees. For the past few days, Hovonen and Viereki have tracked the movement of Soviet forces as they fight their way along a narrow road that leads to Suomussalmi. The invasion column is moving slowly. Soviet heavy armor has been bogged down in deep snowdrifts. Engines have seized as the temperature drops to minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit. But the Finns, on the other hand, have used backwood trails as supply routes, and their knowledge of local geography has allowed them to stay hidden from the enemy. The Finnish army is faster and more mobile in the snow, since every Finnish soldier has trained in ski warfare, including Lieutenant Hovonen and First Lieutenant Viereki. The two are experts at traversing the snow, allowing them to easily follow the Soviet invaders. Staying hidden from view, they wait at the tree line and listen in silence. They exchange wary looks as they hear engines moving toward them, and sure enough, two Soviet T-28 tanks rumble into view. Lieutenant Hovonen knows that the tanks have a clear path into the village, and he must stop them here and now. Hovonen quickly explains his daring plan to First Lieutenant Viereki. Then he puts it into action. Hovonen tapes five grenades together before crawling toward the two tanks. If he can get close enough to throw or plant the grenades, he can disable the vehicle's tracks. But even his white camouflage suit can't hide him from the Soviets. His heart sinks as the tanks stop and their turrets slowly rotate towards him. First Lieutenant Viereki spots the danger his partner is in and jumps to his feet, firing his pistol at the tanks. There's no way his bullets will penetrate the thick armor, so First Lieutenant Viereki aims for the observation slits. And after a few seconds of gunfire, one of the tank turrets turns toward Viereki and fires. He drops to the ground and loads another magazine into his pistol as the tank's round lands frighteningly nearby. Then Viereki pops up and resumes firing his pistol at the tanks. But as the tank's rounds land closer and closer to him, Viereki has little choice but to stop firing and scamper to safety. Still, he successfully distracts attention away from Lieutenant Hovonen, giving him enough time to crawl nearer to the tanks. And for the Soviets inside, Hovonen has advanced far too close for comfort. The tank's engines roar and gearboxes crunch as the drivers put the tank in reverse and edge backwards away from Lieutenant Hovonen. Emboldened by this success, Lieutenant Hovonen stands and feigns throwing his bundle of grenades. The tanks increase speed, retreating from the village of Suomussalmi. And as they disappear from view, Lieutenant Hovonen chuckles. Two heavily armored tanks have been repulsed by a two-man ski patrol firing only pistols and throwing imaginary grenades. The guerrilla tactics used by Lieutenant Hovonen and First Lieutenant Viereki are repeated across the region. Although the Finnish army is heavily outnumbered and outgunned, the Finnish soldiers make use of their better winter combat skills to attack supply lines and field kitchens while picking off Soviet companies that had become isolated thanks to the confusing network of woodland trails throughout the country. And 16 days after Lieutenant Hovonen and First Lieutenant Viereki stopped two tanks from entering the village, the Battle of Suomussalmi comes to an end. By the time the Soviets retreat, the month-long battle has cost the Finnish army 900 men, but the Soviet losses are far higher, at around 25,000. Unable to maintain such a high casualty rate, Soviet generals abandon their plans to take over the whole of Finland. They had hoped to make quick work of the country, but that no longer appears feasible. Instead, they concentrate their efforts on the border province of Karelia. Peace negotiations begin, and a ceasefire is declared on March 13th, 3 months after the Winter War began. On paper, the USSR will emerge the victor in the Winter War. The Moscow Peace Treaty will cede Karelia to the Soviets, and it will be incorporated into the USSR as a new Soviet republic. But the Soviets' failure to conquer all of Finland as they hoped will stun the world, and the lack of a comprehensive victory will make Germany's leaders realize that the USSR is not as strong and powerful as they thought.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It's the early hours of June 22, 1941, in Mariehamn, the capital of the Åland Islands, just off the coast of Finland, 15 months after the end of the Winter War. A Finnish soldier walks down the gangplank of his warship, which has just docked at the city's harbor. Thousands of other soldiers gathered on the dockside, awaiting orders. There's a buzz of anticipation in the air. The Åland Islands are an autonomous region of Finland, but according to international law, Finnish soldiers shouldn't be here. Since 1921, the Åland Islands have been demilitarized, with no soldiers or military bases allowed. But for the past few weeks, the Finnish government has been conducting clandestine negotiations with Germany. Under a strict vow of secrecy, German diplomats reveal that Hitler is about to double-cross Stalin and launch Operation Barbarossa, an invasion of the USSR. Now the Finnish army prepares to launch its own preemptive attack on the Soviets on the same day that Nazi forces begin theirs. So as the Finnish soldier joins the rest of the company, they begin to march away from the docks and through Mariehamn streets. Lights appear in houses as residents awaken to the noise of thousands of soldiers disembarking at the harbor. In less than 10 minutes, the soldier's company arrives at its destination, the consulate of the USSR, and there they demand entry and arrest every person inside. The incarceration of the Soviet Union's diplomatic staff is effectively a declaration of war, and hostilities between Finland and the USSR resume in what becomes known as the Continuation War. Over the next 3 years, Finland and Germany will each wage war against the USSR. And although the Soviet Union will emerge the victor in both conflicts, the USSR will treat Finland leniently in the post-war settlement. Aware that treating the Finns too harshly could provoke another conflict, Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin will allow Finland to remain an independent nation, even as the Iron Curtain descends across Eastern Europe. And for decades to come, the relationship between Finland and the Soviet Union and then Russia will remain frosty. The two countries will eye each other cautiously across the border that saw years of fighting in the winter and continuation wars. But the Finns will maintain a unique pride and confidence in their ability to stand up to their much larger neighbor, thanks to their past successes, beginning with the Winter War's turning point at the Battle of Tolvajärvi on December 12, 1939. Next on History Daily, December 15, 1939, a theater in Atlanta, Georgia hosts the premiere of the film adaptation of the beloved novel Gone with the Wind. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Misha Stanton. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Scott Reeves. Executive producers are Alexandra Curry Buckner for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.